News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center has been a fabulous producer all week long, so we're always very appreciative and glad for his help and hard work. First interview of the morning today on WKOK Sunrise. We need to go way down under to South Africa to do this one. We're in or near Pretoria talking to Peterson Toscano. We met him originally in our area. He's a professional podcaster. He's now a TikTok star, I guess you could call him. He's a Bible scholar, live performer, doing his climate advocacy. Of course, one of the podcasts he produced was for the soon-to-be-retired Susquehanna Life magazine. Good morning, Peterson. Thanks for calling in today.
Hey, good afternoon, Mark. How are you?
Yeah, good afternoon. What is it, about 2 p.m. there?
That's right, and it's summer. It's like everything's reversed.
So you're going through the holiday season in warm weather?
Yeah, and so, like, suddenly nothing makes sense, right? Like, you don't want, like, a hot roast. You don't want to be baking cookies. It's, you know, like 95 degrees.
Okay, so that's got to be a little bit unusual, though this is going to be your second Christmas there. You went, I guess, last January, correct? Am I 2020 was when you went
down? That's right, yeah. We got here right after Christmas. So, yeah, this will be our first Christmas here. And they have totally different foods and traditions, and they're absolutely, like, fascinated with American Christmas. I get asked tons of questions all the time.
Well, I think your most watched TikTok episode relates to barbecue. Explain how you walked folks through, and they're only a moment or so long. These aren't long presentations, about the difference between a barbecue there and a barbecue here.
Yeah, so what they have is called a braai, B-R-A-A-I, and it is a lifestyle. I mean, they probably cook out about two or three times a week on wood fires, typically, and the whole thing takes like hours because it's about hanging out and talking, and they don't just do hamburgers and hot dogs. I mean, in one braai, you're going to get sausage, lamb chops, steak, and then some, like, kebabs, chicken kebabs. And that's just one barbecue that they do.
Well, and you have put this on TikTok, so tell me about this. It's the Peterson Toscano page on TikTok, and just thousands and thousands of people are following this.
Yeah, it was kind of a bit of a fluke. It was last January when we arrived in South Africa, and I wanted to just basically practice new languages I was learning and just talk about my experience and just have fun. All right, it was like nothing else but just have fun. And it was a huge hit. I mean, right away, people started following and then giving me all kinds of advice. They wanted me to try all different foods and then hear my reaction. And now, gosh, I have almost 60,000 followers. And it just keeps growing, and I just keep learning. It's loads of fun.
And the through line through the most watched ones is food?
Food and the difference between America and South Africa. They're just fascinating because they know a lot about American culture from movies, but they don't, like, believe it's all true. So, for instance, there are very few drive-thrus in South Africa. Like, a couple of, like, KFC has a drive-thru. But when I try to explain to them that in Sunbury, there are drive-thrus for banks and for pharmacies and for beer, they're just like, their minds are boggled by this. It's so, like, exotic and rare to them.
Well, yeah, that's interesting. So I guess if you weren't familiar with drive-thrus, and of course during the pandemic, everybody had curbside service too, so that might have seemed a little bit unusual. Well, some of the most popular are related to food. You are a lot of experts in a lot of things, and of course we all eat, so are you the latest foodie that we're going to be seeing in the world? Maybe a cooking show or something?
Well, I actually grew up in a restaurant. My parents had an Italian-American restaurant in the Catskills. So I've always loved food, and I'm always curious about food. And again, things that I take for granted, like eggplant parmesan or chicken parmesan, you can get that in 10 different places in Sunbury. It's so weird and exotic, so I'll have people over, and they're just like, what is this? We've never had this before. It's really been great. So I've upped my game. I make my own homemade pasta now. I make my own homemade lasagna. And then, of course, learning about all their foods, which are completely different from ours in so many ways.
And when you do this, you seem, I've watched a couple of the TikTok, what are they, episodes or ticks you call them or whatever they're called. I honestly think you really try to get to the heart of the matter and what people are really thinking. You know, tell me about this sort of momentary connection that you seem to have with people while you're doing this.
Yeah, it's a very personal thing, this TikTok. And the TikToks that do the best are the ones that are really authentic, even that have, like, some mistakes in them. They seem to do better. Like, there's this bird called the Hadida, which makes a horrendous noise. It sounds like a pterodactyl. And they always kind of, you know, crash into my into my TikToks. And people love it when I, like, interact with the Hadidas, either welcome them or scream at them. But what I think people really love the most is when I see things in their country that I really love, things that are beautiful, that are interesting, because this is a country that, you know, has had a lot of hardship and is going through a lot, and they, I think they kind of feel down on themselves a lot of the time because of it. So seeing somebody celebrate what they have and seeing it with new eyes has been really, really rewarding for them, and I think that's what they like the most about it.
We're talking to Peterson Descano, with whom we've had an opportunity to talk to a number of occasions in person when he lived in Sunbury. How long were you a Sunbury resident?
10 years, and we'll be back in July of 2022.
All right, fabulous.
Moved, you haven't gotten rid of me yet.
Oh, good. Well, that's fabulous. Moved to the South Africa with his husband, Glenn Retief, who is a Fulbright scholar. Is that the right way to word that?
That's correct.
Okay,
yeah.
So he's doing his work there, and you went down there. Some of the TikTok videos that are popular, too, are just totally whimsical. I watched the one about the container. Were you able to sell the collection?
Yeah, so it's a huge South African thing. They've got these wonderful plastic tubs that they sell everything in. And, you know, plastic isn't the greatest thing on the planet, but they reuse them constantly as Tupperware. And there are all these different sizes. And the best size is the one that has ice cream in it. It's a nice big plastic tub. And there's all these jokes where people, like, are all excited because they think they're getting ice cream when actually they're getting oxtail stew or a bunch of Legos. And so it's a big, big South African joke. So to have a line of Tupperware that I'm selling that's all of these was a very funny thing. They liked that a lot.
Well, it's not Tupperware. It's used plastic containers from food and stuff. Come on.
Right. It's like the Peterson collection, I call it.
Well, yeah, I guess so. I put in my email to you that we're going to have a book soon for the rest of us to read called Peterson's Big Adventure, because you kind of turn everything into a fun adventure down there. Tell me about the rubbish mystery. I didn't get a chance. I just clicked on that one. And who are you following, and what are they looking in trash cans for?
Yeah, so they don't have traditional recycling here. Instead, it's a private business for people to do, and it's a way for people who don't have employment to make money. So the garbage cans go out, or the bins, they call them, go out early in the morning. Before the municipality comes to pick them up, garbage pickers come, and they empty them out, and they literally sort through all of your garbage and take whatever is valuable that can be reused or can be recycled, and they take them to different centers where they get paid by the kilo for the trash that they have. So my husband, Glenn, spent a morning from 5 in the morning all morning long with one of these trash pickers to see what the experience is like and to find out, like, you know, how much they're making and what are the pros and cons of it. And it was probably the most read story in the Daily Maverick, which is a national newspaper, the most read story for like 3 days running, because people see these trash pickers every day but know nothing about their backgrounds or what the experience that they have. And it's extraordinary, because South Africa actually got an award for sustainability because of how well they recycle, and it's all because of these independent trash pickers.
Why don't they just separate things when they're producing them or when they're done with them and so on?
I'm not sure, but it seems like this is a highly effective way, and then people are able to make a living from it.
Well, and it certainly would be current, up-to-date, day-to-day on what's recyclable and what's, you know, what you can get some money for and what you can't. The pickers would know what they're going to get money for. They're not going to pick out something about which they're just going to have to, landfill later. So, that would be 100% current in that regard. All right, well, we're just about out of time. Anything else to add about your great TikTok following and some of the other work that you are doing? What else is new?
Yeah, well, people here in South Africa, the two big questions I'm getting about Christmas: why do Americans use live Christmas trees? Why do we bring live trees into our house? So I want to work on a TikTok about that. And they're fascinated about eggnog, because they don't really do eggnog here at all. So I can't buy it, so I'm going to make it for myself for the first time and do a TikTok about that. So if anyone has any suggestions on why we have Christmas trees or how to make eggnog, let me know. Just visit petersontoscano.com, and I'll get your email.
Well, I was told years ago you bring live trees in so that in July the next year you still find pine needles when you're cleaning, and it's to remind you of the holiday spirit to the rest of the year, because you keep finding the pine needles. I'm not sure if that's the actual reason or not, but that works for me. Peterson, thank you so much for all you're doing and your global work and your climate information, and the podcasts, of course, are super. We're losing the Susquehanna life, but I know you'll pick up more good clients along the way, and we know we'll always be hearing from you. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me on the show.
Appreciate that. Peterson Toscano on WKOK Sunrise this morning. TikTok star, now literally millions of views for his various TikTok views. You can just look up Peterson Toscano on TikTok. He also has his own website, petersontoscano.com.